So today I want to talk about the big question. Why are we here? What is the point of all this? All right, let me get something straight. I didn't ask to be here, and neither did you. None of us put in a formal request to be born. And yet here we are. Paying bills, going to work if you have a job, refreshing news feeds that only make us more miserable. And the best part is, there's no user manual for this. If life had instructions, wouldn't you want to see them? Maybe even just like a little pamphlet. Welcome to Earth. Here's how to avoid existential despair, toxic relationships, and paying $17 for a sandwich that somehow still leaves you hungry. But nope, we got nothing. Instead, we were handed a list of vague goals like be successful and find happiness, which is sort of like being thrown into the ocean and being told to just swim. Except there are sharks and debt and an algorithm deciding whether or not you're attractive enough to be shown to other drowning people. So today, let's try to answer the question nobody really has an answer to. What is the point of all this? Sometimes I think life is a cosmic joke and we're the punchline. So let me zoom out for a second. Here's what we know for sure. We live in a floating rock. It's spinning through an indifferent universe at 67,000 miles per hour. And instead of freaking out about that, we worry about things like engagement metrics and whether Steve from accounting got a bigger raise than me. And yeah, I get it. Structure is important. Civilization needs rules, laws, a sense of order. But somehow we've convinced ourselves that the best way to spend our fleeting time on this planet is to accumulate wealth we can't take with us, work jobs we secretly hate so we can maybe retire and finally travel somewhere far away before our knees give out. Is that the grand purpose of life? I don't think so. I think it's just the default setting. A setting that was designed by people long ago. Yet we're still following their rules like they knew what they were doing. But they didn't. They were winging it just like us. Now, if you're feeling like life is less adventure and more soulless grind, that's accurate. In the Middle Ages in Europe, there was a system called feudalism, and most of the people were serfs who worked the land for the elites, kings, and lords. And now we have what's basically called techno-feudalism, thanks to modern technology and billionaires. So today we're digital serfs, working for tech billionaires who own everything now. And we don't actually own anything anymore. We don't own our music, our movies, our books. Everything is subscription-based, and we're moving in that direction. Your software, your home, probably owned by a faceless investment firm. Your job, controlled by an algorithm. Your thoughts, monetized and repackaged as targeted ads for mattresses you Google once in 2018. And yet, we tell ourselves we're free because we can choose which app steals our data, because we can vote for one of two corporate-backed candidates who, at the end of the day, serve the same people, because we can argue online about which dystopia we'd prefer instead of just asking, why do we have to live in a dystopia at all? And speaking of dystopia and things collapsing, let's talk about relationships. Because if life is about connection, intimacy, meaning, we're kind of failing at that as well. Marriage rates are down. 50% of marriages end in divorce. I'd be willing to bet that people who do stay married, the majority of them are in unhappy marriages. Birth rates are down. People are lonelier than ever, even though we're more connected than ever. And dating, it's just a psychological experiment designed by nerds who never had a date in high school. Swiping on faces like we're picking out a pair of shoes in a catalog. Ghosting each other because actually communicating feelings is so last century. And yet, governments are baffled. Why aren't young people settling down and having kids? I don't know, maybe because everything is expensive and inflation is insane and everybody is emotionally unavailable. Maybe because housing costs a fortune. Owning a home is just a fantasy for most people now, especially under the age of 40. And people are so overworked and burned out from the grind, from the constant hustle, that they barely have energy to text back, let alone raise a kid. But yeah, let's throw tax breaks at people and hope they magically start families. So, question is life just a rigged game? Don't know. I mean, I think it's probably a game for the billionaire class, because for them, money is of no concern. All that's left for them to do is play games. And we become part of the game. So at this point, you might be thinking, well, everything sucks. Why even bother? Why even try? What's the point? And I know a lot of people feel this way. There's a lot of quiet desperation out there, I think. So I think giving up is exactly what the system wants us to do. The whole life is meaningless thing. It's just another trick. If enough of us believe there's no point, then we won't try to change anything. We won't fight back. We won't demand anything better. And that works out great for the people in charge. So maybe the point isn't to win their game. Maybe the point is to stop playing it altogether. And we need to figure out how to do that. As difficult as that may be. Because I know we are completely entrenched in the system, and we've been hypnotized by technology and brainwashed. And they have us divided. So what do we do? I think instead of playing by the rules of a broken system, let's start bending them. Own what you can. If you can, buy land. Start a side business. Build something that's yours. Try to unplug from the algorithm. In social media, really just exists to keep you addicted, not to make you happy. The less time you spend doom scrolling, the more time you actually have to do something that matters. Prioritize real people over digital noise. As difficult as it is, and I know it's difficult, especially if you're an introvert like me, I think we need to connect more in person and have real conversations face to face. I think we need to stop treating human relationships like content to consume. We need to find meaning outside of capitalism. Because if your only sense of purpose is tied to a paycheck, you're just a cog in that machine. It's meaningless. Laugh at the absurdity. Because if we're stuck in this weird floating sitcom of a planet, I think we might as well enjoy the show. Look, I don't have any definitive answers as to why we're here and what the point of this is. I don't think anybody does. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of people who think they do. But maybe life is really just a chaotic mess, and we're all just trying to make the sense, best sense of it we can. Here's one thing I believe in regards to all this. I think that we get to decide what matters. Not corporations, not politicians, not the billionaires hoarding wealth like dragons sitting on a pile of gold. Us. We get to decide. And so maybe we're not here to win at capitalism. Maybe we're here to build, to connect, to rebel, to create something that outlasts us. Because if nothing else, we might as well make the ride interesting before we're gone. Anyway, that's my existential crisis for today. Like, comment, subscribe if you want. Hope to see you next time, unless the algorithm decides otherwise. Thanks.